Good morning, James. Yes, well, I'm looking down the back road here, down the back of where the shop is this morning, and literally all you can see is piles of debris. They are higher than me, about 6 feet high into the air, and they have all fallen, where it's all come away from the back of the building and has collapsed into the road. And we can just see a jet of water from the fire crews that remain here today just going over the top of that, where smoke's pouring out of the top of the building. There is still a lot of smoke here on the Market Square in Bury St Edmunds this morning. Obviously, as you said, that fire now 12 hours ago. So it's they've been fighting this fire through the night. They can't be inside that building. It is simply too unsafe. So those fire crews who remain here are still squirting jets of water at the fire to try and put it out. They tell me they're going to be here for much of the day, but it is a scene of utter devastation. That building dates from, it's about 400 years old. It dates from 1693. So an incredibly old building. The Strada restaurant was in here in Bury St Edmunds, and there is literally nothing left of it. I know they've got great concerns here this morning that the front of the building may also collapse. Now, I'm joined by Matthew Kennedy, who was one of those who was here last night, and you actually work in the sister restaurant to the Strada, don't you, in Café Rouge. What actually happened last night?
That's right. Well, a normal Saturday night for all of us who work in the town centre, and fire engines were tearing past, and so causes a bit of interest. We look out to see what's going on, and see our colleagues from Strada waving them up the back road here, and they then came into our restaurant to borrow phones and use the fire logs that we've got there. We discover that there was a small kitchen fire underway, which they'd followed all their procedures, put the blankets on, the extinguishers. The fire crew was here very, very quickly initially, to get it under control. And before you knew it, more fire engines were turning up, the police, roads were being blocked. Then, our customers were interested in what was going on, so we stood at the front and had a look. Could see smoke coming out the back of the building. And, within, I suppose, half an hour, 45 minutes, the flames were coming out the top of the building. Our very distressed colleagues had come in, and we, give them a cup of tea and try and find out what was going on. And it's just a really distressing situation. It was a lovely old building. Everyone in the town is familiar with that in its different stages of life, as the Cupola, when it was an old pub in the town. I certainly remember it then. I used to spend some times locking that building up at night 20 odd years ago, and then it was updated as the new Cupola House, which was a nice trendy cocktail bar in the town. And since then it's been Strada, and it's always been well looked after, well refurbed. But just goes to show that these old buildings, they can get out of control in no time at all. I remember before I went home, just after midnight, at least 8 or 9 fire crews here, fire trucks, and it was frantic. They were pumping water from everywhere. It had an effect on other businesses in the town who ran out of water and had to close. And I'm amazed to see that there's still smoke the next morning. These guys were frantically working away, with the ladder units up. I believe the top collapsed sometime in the early hours of the morning. And it's just a really, really sad thing to see. It was a great historic building in the town, I believe 400 years old or more. Really sad. I would imagine it's not going to be replaced. So it's going to leave a sad hole in the town for a while until something's put in its place.
Yeah, you were saying that they'd actually only just... this is their first Saturday open, wasn't it? They've just had a refurb.
Yeah, they've just had another big refurb. I mean, it was a lovely looking restaurant anyway, but had all been done up. And, it's now... Well, it's a pile of burning wood and rubble, isn't it? I believe the customers were told there was going to be a slight delay on their main courses, and then frantically an evacuation of the building, which was obviously done according to all the procedures. No one was hurt from what I gather. I know my colleague, who was one of the managers, was in a real state of shock. As you know, all he kept saying, it's my responsibility to make sure everyone was all right. We tried to reassure him that once the fire crews are here, his responsibility has ended. But it really hit my colleagues very hard. And obviously, it's their livelihood for a lot of people. I mean, that employed quite a few people, that venue. So.